You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, Calaveras County Public Health Officer Dr. Dean Kaleda delivered a report before the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors. Here are edited portions of Dr. Kaleda's report.
Good morning. This is Dr. Kaleda. Calaveras COVID-19 report for May 26, 2020. The U.S. is pushing against 100,000 coronavirus deaths. As of today, there's 94,500 cases of COVID-19 infection in California, with 3,795 deaths. Calaveras County now has a 14th confirmed case. This most recent case was reported on Saturday, May 23rd, in an adult male residing in the upper Highway 4 corridor region of Calaveras County. Public health staff will continue to investigate this new case to determine any possible persons who may have had close contact with this positive individual. Close contacts will be assessed and monitored for signs and symptoms of COVID-19 illness. The source of infection for this new case remains unknown at this time. Mark Twain Medical Center has been able to resume non-emergency elective procedures, such as cancer treatment, cancer screening tests, orthopedic surgeries. Our healthcare system retains enough hospital beds, ICU space, ventilator capacity, and PPE to care for a surge of coronavirus patients if needed. Nursing homes across America are home to less than 0.5% of our population, yet account for over 1/3 of all coronavirus deaths. Avalon Nursing Home in San Andreas has undergone a complete coronavirus testing of all of its residents and all of its staff who care for them. All these results have come back negative, indicating the facility remains free of COVID-19 disease. Protecting the lives of our high-risk seniors remains one of my most important priorities. As people are aware, the state of California accepted Calaveras County's attestation to be granted a variance to move further along into stage two of the governor's four-stage pandemic roadmap to reopening. This variance was granted to our county because we've demonstrated low enough rates of coronavirus infection, the ability to track and contact trace any new cases to interrupt local disease transmission, and we have the capacity to test 1.5 per thousand of our residents every day for COVID-19 illness. To improve and expand our ability to provide testing to our population, our community has been chosen to receive an OptumServe testing site. This is a dedicated state-funded testing site for COVID-19 PCR molecular testing that will be located at the Calaveras County Frogtown Fairgrounds in Angels Camp. Once the appropriate agreements and protocols are in place, our goal is to have this testing site operational by this Friday, May 29th. Information on how the public can schedule testing appointments will be posted on our website, including an internet-based process and a telephone number. Once fully operational, the OptumServe site will be able to accommodate up to 140 persons a day. Because of the approval of our local variants, many local Calaveras businesses are now able to resume activities such as in-restaurant dining and in-store shopping, as long as the businesses comply with infection prevention safety plans. These plans require continuing social distancing and disinfection procedures, which have shown to reduce the spread of the virus among their employees and customers. New guidance has also just been released by the state, allowing for counties such as Calaveras, who've been granted this variance, that moves hair salons and barber shops, churches and houses of worship, and all retail shopping into the enhanced stage two category of allowable activities. Specific infection control procedures, physical distancing guidelines, and employee training requirements will also need to be implemented. So now people can get their hair cut. Churches can resume in-person worship services at 25% of their building occupancy, up to 100 attendees. Weddings are still not permitted. Funerals already have specific guidelines. Additional in-person services provided by religious organizations such as counseling services, AA, and other 12-step programs are also now allowable. The public is still highly recommended and encouraged to wear face coverings when in public and near others. Mass gatherings and other large-scale venues such as concerts, conventions, Sporting events remain closed at this time. Public health has worked with the school districts to allow for and design drive-through graduation ceremonies to recognize the hard work of our graduating students. This pandemic is by no means over. Using the baseball analogy I like to use, we're currently in the third inning of a nine-inning game. This crisis is going to remain with us until there's an effective vaccine available to provide protection to the entire public. So it's up to us to keep our own community safe.
Are there any phone calls waiting to comment on this?
I want to understand, Dr. Kaleido, why can't you allow the high school students on the football field and only allow maybe their parents in the stands? The class isn't that large. The stands are huge and the field is huge. And you could totally do social distancing and give these kids an opportunity to stand on their football field one last time before they are out of high school. It makes me want to cry for them that you're going to make them sit in a car and drive through a line with their parents in the car. Please reconsider that. All the friends and families don't need to go, but at least if their parents are there and these students can be on the field and get their picture taken one last time on their football field, don't you think that would really make a big difference? They've been in social isolation long enough. They need to be able to walk on their campus one more time. Thank you.
Yeah, I can address that. I understand that it's frustrating not to be able to recognize our graduating students who've worked so hard to get to where they are. But mass gatherings are specifically a very high-risk activity. In fact, most outbreaks have been traced back to gatherings of people in high density at high numbers. And so, unfortunately, mass gatherings are specifically the type of activity that we want to be very careful about and are prohibited explicitly at this time under our stage two reopening phase.